The political deal-making and deal-breaking continues in Niger before a March 12th presidential runoff election that pits a key opposition leader against an ally of ousted President Mamadou Tanja. Since seizing power last February, the country's military leaders appear to be living up to their promise to restore democracy, holding a constitutional referendum and a series of nationwide elections, including a presidential poll on January 31st. Veteran anti-Tanja opposition leader Mahamadou Issoufou led that first round with 36% of votes. He looks increasingly well-placed for the second round, thanks to an endorsement from third-place candidate and former Tanja Prime Minister Hama Amadou, who won nearly 20% of votes. Mr. Amadou says he had previously partnered with Issoufou's party in the fight to restore democracy to the country. He says they want a leader who will respect the constitution and who will be a partner for the development and progress of Niger. He says they want a trustworthy leader that will ensure political stability for the country. In the runoff election, Mr. Issoufou will face the former prime minister and candidate for the ex-president's party, Seni Oumarou, who came in second in the initial poll with 23% of votes. Mr. Amadou had previously pledged to support Mr. Oumarou as part of a six-member coalition formed just days before the first-round election. Mr. Amadou says he left that alliance because certain members didn't respect the terms of their agreement. He says it was a kind of betrayal his party couldn't tolerate. In total, 3 of the 10 first-round presidential candidates are now backing Issoufou for the second round. Issoufou's opposition party dominated local, regional, and legislative elections in January, followed by the ex-president's party. This week marks 1 year since soldiers stormed the presidential palace and ousted Mr. Tanja, after he changed the constitution to expand his powers and extend his mandate. It was the country's fourth military coup since 1974. The ex-president is currently in prison, charged with corruption during his 10-year rule. And look for VOA News, Dakar.